You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey guys, this is Mike Modano, and you're listening to Sarcastic Remarks.
Hey guys, welcome back to Sarcastic Remarks. Today we have another episode for you entitled Stars Fan Stories, and today you will be meeting Nick here in just a second, aka Triple D Stars Fan on Twitter. But before we meet Nick and talk to him about his Stars fandom and why he continues to suffer through the emotional stress that the Stars put us through, we do want to hand out a thank you to DraftKings for being our sponsor for our podcast and also for THPN in general as well. So without further ado, today we have Nick. Hey, Nick, how you doing today, man? Doing okay?
Good, you?
Yep, doing okay. I'm slowly but surely getting over the effects of my second wave of COVID. So,
damn, I didn't think you could catch it twice.
Well, yeah, the second one, well, I assume it's COVID. I didn't actually like go and get a test or anything like that. But
I gotcha.
Like, this one sucked. The first one, I was just like, oh, this is a breeze. And this right. one really sucked. So, I mean, it put me out of commission for like a good not 2 weeks, maybe a week and a half. So, but anyways, I wanted to talk to you and get your interview in here because what made you decide to do an interview like this? Because for a lot of people, this is kind of like a intimidating thing coming on a podcast like this and getting interviewed. So what gave you the motivation to come out and do this interview with me?
Just to share a fan story, and I wouldn't say I was nervous because in high school, at our pep rallies, I would always do the football talk in front of the whole student body.
Oh, so you know, talking in front of crowds is nothing new to you then?
Not really.
Not really. Good. All right. Well, that's awesome. Okay, so There's a series of questions that I go through for everybody that comes onto this podcast for this series of episodes that we do. And the first one is kind of just explain how you got into hockey. And, you know, because like especially down here in the South, it's not normal. It's a very weird thing to be a hockey fan and to like right. ice down in Texas.
Football where... heavy state.
Exactly, exactly. Or the Mavericks, which, speaking of which, they had some big news here today, too. But right. go check that out on Twitter if you haven't figured that out. But so why hockey? What got you into hockey?
Because I got in fully about 2016. And then because I watched, like, bits and pieces of the game here or there, I remember the infamous Game 6 against Anaheim in 2014. Oh. I remember that it was third period, up by two with two and change left. They tied it up, and then we lose the game in overtime. So Anaheim beat us in six.
Yep, I remember that game too. It still gives me nightmares. Not as much as the 2019 St. Louis Game 7 Round 2 does, but
if
that's a
Dwayne
close second.
Would have made that freaking wraparound.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So who influenced you to get into hockey? Was it just something that you saw on TV? Was it like a specific person, mom or dad or something?
Probably just something I've seen on TV.
Where did you first see it on TV?
I think that was the first game I watched.
Oh, was it in 2016?
24, the game 6.
Oh, yeah, 2014. Sorry, yes, you said that, 2014.
And then 2016, I got the idea to actually go to a game. So my first game was against Tampa, pre-Monster era.
Yeah.
March of 2016.
So March of 2016. Do you remember what the score of that game was?
I think we won it 4-3 in overtime, and about the game, it was John's first goal, but it was also where Sagan tore his Achilles, and he was out for the playoffs.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That you got a good memory. Wow, I completely forgot about that. That's exactly what happened. Okay. Yep. Wow. That's it. So,
and then,
go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying also in the 2014 playoffs, also the thing that got me into it was I watched the Stanley Cup final between the Kings and the Rangers.
Oh, that was a really good series. I remember.
And I remember the
second cup.
The game five. I stayed up till like 2 a.m. and then when Martinez scored the game winner, I tried to keep quiet because everybody was asleep.
Right, because that was on the West Coast. That's right. That was the game was
yeah,
on the West Coast.
Yeah, because they played on California time.
Yeah, right. So, well, that's cool. That's really neat. That's how you got into hockey. It was just that just watching it on TV back in 2014. So, yep. So did you have a favorite player, you know, like from 2014 to about 2017, 2018? Did you have any like favorite players?
Probably the Ben and Sagan.
Bennigan.
Yep. Yeah, yep. They were good under Lindy Ruff.
So what about now? Who are some of your favorite players from this current era?
Current era, I'd have to say I like Miro. I like a lot of them. It'd probably be a laundry list of who I like.
Who are some of like the lesser liked players of Dallas Stars that you really like? Like, for example, for me, one of my, a lot of people liked him, but he wasn't like one of the big scorers. Like, for me, it was like Antoine Roussel. Antoine Roussel was always one of my favorite players because of how much heart he had. And, you know, he was just a beast to play against and all of that. Do you have any players that are kind of like that that you can think of that are just kind of outside the box a little bit?
I liked when we had Perry.
Mm-hmm.
He was that you get veteran leadership, and then he's also one of the ones that can be a pest and get in your head and mess with you mentally.
Yep, I agree. Yeah. I just feel terrible for him and the fact that he's lost 3 Stanley Cup finals in a row. On
with three
different teams.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Nope, first
Not
time in NHL history. Yeah. The only person that got close to that was Marian Hossa. I think he did it like twice. I think he was one time with Pittsburgh and one time with Detroit, I think is what it was. And then he finally won it when he went to Chicago. So
sounds right.
A couple of other questions I like to ask people when they come on here is, this is kind of my favorite thing to talk about is, you know, for me, there's always a Dallas Stars moment that I will remember for the rest of my life, right? So one of the big ones that people keep talking about on here is the 2020 Winter Classic. And specifically in that game is the Radulov goal that put us up 3-2 late in the third period. And I don't think I've heard
I
any,
remember it
yeah.
like it was yesterday.
Yeah. I don't think I will ever forget that moment for myself. But do you have any memories that kind of stick out to you, whether it was like, you know, sitting down watching TV, maybe you were actually at the game? What are some moments that in your life that are big Dallas Stars moments?
Everybody else, Winter Classic number one. I just that was a great thing to be a part of, you know. I don't know if I'll ever get to go to another one. And like I said, if you get to play in one, it's a big deal, but it's a bigger deal if you get to host one. And we'll go down in memory for the second largest crowd, only behind Toronto and Detroit at Michigan.
Right, yeah. So,
And I
did
was.
you
What's
where were
up?
you sitting at that game?
I was at the top, I think, left of the TV, left of the
Oh,
scoreboard.
left of the scoreboard. Okay.
Yeah.
Cuz actually we were pretty close to you then. We were me and my family, we were down in the lower bowl. And we were actually got like we were like right there when Perry did his little walk of shame after he got kicked out of the game. So
Still questionable.
yeah, no, it was definitely it was very questionable hit. It was definitely suspendable for sure.
But I just remember because I remember we went down 2-0, and I was like, are we really gonna get embarrassed at home on national television?
On New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we just kept on, and then Rad scored the go ahead, and I think Sekera had the insurance goal.
So I actually forgot to ask this at the beginning, like I told you we were gonna do. But can you just tell us just a little bit about yourself and your background, like, where you live, where you're from, what you do for a job, anything like that? Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
I live in Waco,
Mm-hmm.
so it's a great because I'm either halfway between Dallas and Cedar Park, so I can go to either team. And for work wise, I work at a convenience store, and I think on one episode you said you lived in West Texas, so you might know the name. You ever heard of Can't Quick?
Yes.
Yeah,
Oh,
that's the one I work for.
very cool. Very neat. Well, so why Waco? Why do you live in Waco? Is it just a city you like to be in? Is that just kind of where you grew
No,
up?
that's where I grew up.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's Ryan here. The action never ends at DraftKings Sportsbook, especially this summer. With tons of ways to bet on all of your favorite sports, you can fuel your fandom and feel the heat of the season like never before. Plus, right now, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's right. Make your first bet up to $1,000, and if it doesn't win, you'll get another shot to cash in. You can throw down on all of the major action for baseball, golf, MMA, and much, much more. Plus, with same-game parlays, spreads, money lines, over-unders, and props, your betting options feel endless. I'm trying to keep a track of the Rangers right now and see if they can gain on the Astros in the AL West. They're pretty far down right now, but I'm excited to see what they can do, and I'll be keeping my eye on that. Best of all, DraftKings Sportsbook is also safe, secure, and reliable. You can also deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code THPN. Make your first deposit and get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code THPN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. What other Dallas Stars moments do you have throughout your lifetime that you really, really, really would like to talk about? Anything that sticks out in your mind?
Besides the classic, I'd say the pre-Halloween comeback from the dead against Minnesota.
Okay, yeah.
'Cause I remember, if you don't remember, during think I saw a couple of guys with bags over their head 'cause it was that bad. And I just remember, I think we were down like 3-0, and they got booed off of the ice. I was like, oh. But I think I thought about leaving early that game, but I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, and the finals. What was the final score of that game? Wasn't it 6-3?
Sounds right.
Yeah, and I just remember that. I remember that game very, very vividly, just because of the comeback that came. And a lot of people look at that game in particular and point to it as like the turning point of the whole season. So it was a very, very important game. So how many Stars games do you normally go to per year, would you say?
I think because I started with a 1-16, and then I think started 2017, I went to a Stars-Kings game because I like both, because that was the team I saw win the cup. And then 18-19, I got to go like whenever I could get off work and stuff. And then 19-20, I actually coughed up for season tickets.
So how long have you been a season ticket member then? Since then?
So this will be my third season.
So yeah. So what made you decide to go out and get season tickets? Because there's a lot of people that love the Stars, but they don't go get season tickets. So what made you go get season tickets?
I think I just love it that much. And I love traveling, love going out of town. I call Dallas my second home.
So, where do you normally sit at the American Airlines Center when you do go to the games?
317A. So I'm a few seats down from Matt.
That's right. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool that you get to talk to him. So yeah. How well do y'all know each other?
I think I've known him for, 2 or 3 seasons now.
Really? That's pretty cool. That's one thing that I've never gotten to do is to get season tickets. Because, you know, as a teacher and, you know, with a wife and 3 kids, it's kind of hard to do that because you ain't got no money.
Right.
So.
Plus, I think for you, it's like a 5-hour drive.
Oh, it's about 6 hours for me.
For me, hour and a half back and forth.
Ah, see, I could do that any day, all day. So
I can too. And I also have season tickets for the Texas Stars.
How far is that from Waco, actually? Isn't that like a 2.5-hour drive?
Same distance. Kind of? I'm like right in the middle.
Oh, okay. That's pretty nice then.
Yeah, like, I joke because one of my conditions, if I ever move, it has to be in or near an NHL city.
Shoot, that would be fair for me. I have to have some sort of hockey around me.
Right.
And the only reason why I survive and I get my hockey fix out here in West Texas is because of the Odessa Jackalopes of the NAHL. So, a bunch of really young guys trying to prove their worth in the... yep. So, but that's how I get my fix. But so, let me go ahead and... ask you this as well, because a lot of people are kind of, you know, we just got our new coach hired, Pete DeBoer. Yep. So for those of you that are listening now, that's a sort of new thing. It's been about a week now. And there's some fans that are a little bit worried about the season. There's some fans that are cautiously optimistic. There are some fans that are really excited about the season. If you had to put yourself in one of those three categories, excited, cautiously optimistic, or completely depressed, which one would you put yourself in and why?
I'd have to go cautiously optimistic because, you know, I think we have turnover at the head coaching spot. So they have to learn a new system again because we went from Landy to Hitch, Monty, Bones, and now DeBoer. So, what's up?
Do you think that DeBoer is going to be a good fit for the Stars? How do you think he's going to do in his first season?
I think it's still questionable that Vegas got rid of him. That was kind of a head scratcher, which it also was when they got rid of Gallant. You know, you're a team 5 years in the league, and you're already on your third head coach. Mm.
That's kind of the nature of the NHL nowadays, to be honest with you. They just recycle coaches every 2 or 3 years, it seems like. So,
but I think he'll do good. We have a lot of good prospects coming up.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas.
You have a favorite?
Favorite prospect?
Mm-hmm.
See, I like Johnston. I like Stan Coven. I like Bork. In Texas, you have Tufty, Delandria, Damiani. So, I think the future is good in that he also coached Pavs in San Jose.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Took them to the Cup final in 17. And he took New Jersey. When they went in 2012?
Yes, it was New Jersey when Martin Brodeur was still around.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you've seen a lot of the Texas Stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what are some of your favorite players down there? Because there's a lot of fans, especially in Dallas, who don't really get to see a lot of the Texas Stars or even hear about the Texas Stars. So, what are some of your favorite players from the Texas Stars?
I like Tufty, Damiani, Delandria, Curtis McKenzie, Adam Scheel.
Do you think any of those guys could possibly make it to the NHL next season?
Next, I'd probably say out of those, I'd probably say Tufty has the best shot. Maybe Damiani, maybe Delandria.
But you really think that Tufty's got the best shot?
Yeah, he played pretty good when he played last season.
Yep, and he got that call up for a very short period of time. I just wasn't sure if you thought he would make it or not. So,
right.
So what's your favorite part about being at a hockey game? Is it the atmosphere? Is it just the actual game itself? Is it the people around you? What do you enjoy about going to hockey games, whether it's at HEB Center or whether it's at the American Airlines Center?
I'd probably say all of the above.
Just everything?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Get to be around my friends and stuff, catch up, talk.
Who do you normally sit around and go with?
I go by myself, but I'm in a group chat with a bunch of other Stars fans, and we pick places to meet up at each game, and we all meet up and chit-chat at intermissions.
So where do y'all normally kind of hang out and meet up and stuff like that? Is there a normal spot, or does it just always change?
I think the official one last year was outside the hangar.
Outside the hangar, okay. Well, very cool.
And for you those that don't know, that's the name of our team store.
Yep, name of the team store. Right. Well, is there anything else that you kind of want to talk about before we kind of wrap it up today? I think that's all the time we got for our interview today. Is there anything that you'd like to mention?
Ready for the season, the old thing, is it October yet?
Yeah, seriously, because I know that hockey just ended less than a week ago with the Stanley Cup final finally being done and Colorado winning, but I watched every game of the Stanley Cup final because, you know, it's still hockey. So
the draft and free agency.
Yep. So, well, actually, do you think we'll get anybody in free agency before we close it up?
I think the big question is how much are Otter and Robo going to cost?
Chris James and I have talked about that at extent, and we just have no idea. So we'll have to wait and see. So
if we're going to keep Klingberg, and then I think a week ago something came out that we're a possible landing spot for Brett Burns.
Yep, absolutely. We talked about that too just yesterday on our weekly Wednesday episode. So I'm kind of excited about it, but I'm kind of like, I don't know, just because he makes a lot of money and that would be really bad against the Stars cap hit, but yeah, we'll have to see. So, okay. Well, I think that's going to do it for us. Hey, Nick, thanks for doing with this, man. I appreciate you coming on and doing this.
Sure. Love to do it again sometime.
Of course. So along with Nick, my name is Ryan. This has been Stars Fan Stories. We'll catch you guys on the flip side.